Tufts Educational Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Merry, merry Christmas. My name is Chris Earle. The show I normally do is called Time Travel from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night. But it is Christmas. I'm here to do the Christmas show. 12 to 7 today, I will be here with you. Had a little biscotti. Had some coffee. I saw my baby niece. Things going good over at Daryl's house. Had a little nice Christmas morning. I'm here to spin the tunes. It's Christmas. We'll be taking requests today, too. 855-915-WMFO. I'm going to start you off with something a little different. However, it is a Christmas song. Maybe not according to Derek Gary, but I think it is. It's Holiday Road here on Time Travel. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. The show I do is Time Travel. Today is the Christmas show. I'm taking over the airwaves for 7 hours today. I normally do my 5 to 7, but I came in here a little bit early after a nice Christmas morning with my brother and his family over in Winthrop. We had a nice little morning together. I got to see my little baby niece. She's almost 2, and she was ripping over things and popping bubbles. She liked ripping open stuff and popping the bubbles. More interested in that than the presents, but that's what happens when you're 2. If you don't remember, that's what happens when you're a baby. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun seeing how excited they are. And she loves Elmo. She loves Christmas morning, from what I saw. It was a lot of fun. She was in her little Elmo pajamas, too. So Merry Christmas to Maddie and to Jenna and to Deb and Daryl this morning. And I will be here till 7. What I decided to do is every hour I'm going to have a different theme. And with the leftover time, I will be playing some Christmas stuff. Just little selections here, a request. First hour, I'm going to play for you 1940s Christmas songs. This is pretty good. I found some great stuff from the 1940s. On time travel, I like to jump around from place to place. And in this first hour, I'd like to play you a bunch of stuff from the 1940s, get you in that Christmas mood from, 70 years ago now, right? 70 years ago. And I'm going to dedicate this hour to my Uncle Alvin, who recently passed away at the age of 97. I was hoping he'd make it up until 100, but he was a hell of a guy. And Uncle Alvin, and also my grandmother, Sally Bradford, this first hour. So let's go back to the 40s here on the Time Travel Christmas Special here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford.
Christmas
millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You'd better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeer and his sleigh. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You gotta shout and you gotta swing out. Boys with their horns, little toy drums, swinging right out like rummy dum dum, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly-head gals are cuddling coo, winking their eyes, they're flirting with you, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Now the dancing kids in dance land will have their jubilee. They'll all start a-trucking right around that Christmas tree. So you better watch out, better not cry, better swing out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There was Tommy Dorsey with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And before that, we had Benny Goodman with Jingle Bells, 1940s Christmas right now.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Be careful crossing streets.
Ooh, don't eat me.
Well, all right.
Ooh,
cut out sweets.
You get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free.
Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
And be sure you
wear your flannel underwear when you climb a tree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Don't sit on hornet's tail.
Oh, that's silly.
Or on nail.
Get pretty sticky too, you.
Or third rail.
That, my friend, is suicide.
You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Oh, don't go out with college boys.
Why?
When you're on a spree.
Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
As Dick Hames with an updated 1930s song into the 1940s, a 1931 song, Button Up Your Overcoat. Great tune. I love that one. A lot of fun. 1940s Christmas this hour here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. The Christmas show, I will be here with you until 7 p.m. and my friend Derek Gary will be coming in 7 to 9. And then On the Town with Mikey D from 9 p.m. to midnight. So you can keep your radio right attuned to WMFO for your special Christmas day. Hello to everyone out there. Happy New Year. Happy early New Year. 2019 going by like a breeze, the fastest one yet for me. And it was a tough year. Lost a couple of really important people in my life and had a little medical scare, but everything worked out well and ready for the future, ready for 2020. I never thought 2020 would be here, but it is now. I've been talking about it for 20 years. My stand-up bag used to talk about 2020 and meeting future Chris. Now, he wasn't going to be much different, but he is different. And I'm looking forward to the future. It'll be fun to see what happens. I'm still waiting for those flying cars and those Nike sneakers. At least we got the Nike sneakers and the hoverboards, but we want the flying cars soon. I think that'll be pretty cool. Maybe a jetpack to get yourself around on Christmas. Be nice. Or maybe just latch on to a big drone. Go over to your uncle's house or something. Come see Uncle Chris on Christmas Day in the future on the drone. Maybe my little niece will get a drone for Christmas and then fly over to my house. Never know. Anyway, first hour here, 1940s Christmas. And there's a lot of great stuff on here, a lot of great Christmas music. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of Christmas songs, and not a lot of really great ones in the past 10, 20 years. You go back, though, and there's a lot of the same songs, a lot of the same staples, you know, Jingle Bells and Baby It's Cold Outside, whole bunch of different, but the earlier versions are so interesting with these orchestras and stuff. And that's why I thought 1940s would be a fun thing to do here today in the first hour here. And again, goes out to my uncle and my grandmother who grew up during the time. I noticed that some of your favorite music is usually those as a teenager, you know, when you're going out and you're dating and spending time with your friends and you have the radio on all the time and it's always in the background and always on. So they were teenagers at this point in the 20s. And I can only imagine what World War II was like with the Greatest Generation there, because they really lived through some hell. By 1946 Christmas, the war was over, so it was a big deal, you know, and everybody was pretty much having sex, you know, and then the baby boomers came up, and, you know, the Greatest Generation brought in the baby boomers, you know, 1946 and 47, you got to see all those babies be born at the end of the war. So this one has created controversy over the years. It's Baby It's Cold Outside, but this version is interesting in the fact that it's Petula Clark and Rod McCune. I want to tell you that in advance. And if you listen to it, I always thought this was kind of a sweet and innocent song, and people got all crazy about it in 2019. But if you listen to this, it's very flirtatious, but it's very fun, and it's a date. It's a date, people. 1940s Christmas here on Time Travel Christmas Show by Petula Clark and Rod McCune. Here you go.
Rod.
Yes.
Rod, I really can't stay.
My baby is cold outside.
Yeah, but I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I know. This evening has been...
I've been hoping you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
ice. My mother will stop to worry.
Beautiful, once you're her.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar. So
roll.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Petula, please don't hurry. Some records on while I'm
the born. Neighbors might think,
but baby, it's bad out there.
He wants in his drink.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out,
but it's cold outside. No. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but the answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
No. The welcome has been...
How lucky. lucky that you dropped
it. So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the dawn.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
A maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just another one of those funny cigarettes.
Are you getting the right idea?
Nice. I've got to go home.
Baby, it's bad out there.
No, no. Will you lend me a car?
No cabs to be had out there.
What a mess. You've really been grand.
I throw and you touch my
hand. But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Don't hold out. You know, it's freezing outside. I wouldn't like to see a girl like you out there.
Yeah, all right, well, you kind of talked me into it. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, so yeah, a little weird, but it's a date. And then she's like, hey, you talked me into it. Yeah. So then, you know, they probably had a kid that night and had a baby Boomer. Anyway, Christmas show here on Time Travel. 1940s Christmas right now. I think it's time for a little Bing. A little Bing, bang, boom. Everybody likes Bing, right? Except for his kids, of course. But hey, it's Christmas. Can't talk about Bing beating up his kids. He got a great golden voice. So here's Bing. Crosby. You know him. To his friends, he was known as Bing. How many Bings do you know? I don't know any. Just this one.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow. And presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dream,
I'll be home for Christmas.
Thank you. your heart beat light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Judy Garland here on The Christmas Show. We're in the 1940s. Here's Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
Thank you. above a deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all
in Time Travel with Chris Earle. It is the Christmas show. Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy early new year. This is a really fun album. I really like this. I'm here till 7 p.m. I decided to do a different theme every hour. In this first hour, we're doing a 1940s Christmas. I managed to come across this one, I believe, at the library. I've been going to the library a number of years, and I've gotten quite a bit of great music from the library, as well as my own personal collection. I've added to the collection over the years with help from the Bedford Library and the Billerica Library, where I live. And this 1940s Christmas is really great. It's a lot of fun. It's got some songs that you don't hear too often around Christmas time. and it has some versions that are just a little bit different than what you normally hear. And I love the big band sound. I love the fact that, like, in the 40s, people would go out, and all there was really was movies. Television wasn't really around then. It wasn't in everybody's home. So people would go out, and you would go to, like, a bar, and the bar would have, like, a big band, and people would do dancing and have drinks, and it's pretty cool. And you don't see anything like that nowadays. And if you do, you always go out, and, you know, it's usually a huge event that costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But back then, you used to go out, and it would be pretty normal to see a big band sitting there at your local tavern. I am here until 7 p.m., and Merry Christmas. This next one is from Frankie Carl and his orchestra. That last one was Joe Stafford and her orchestra. Paul Weston's orchestra. Because I know most of you are like, geez, was that Paul Weston? Yeah, it was. But this next one's Frankie Carl and his orchestra. And it's a little tribute to Jack Frost here on The Christmas Show. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m., 1940s Christmas, for the next few minutes.
it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, new
What are you doing New Year's Eve? Huh? Jeepers. That's Lena Horne. Or might as well call her Lena Horney. With what are you doing New Year's Eve? Just hang out with Lena Horne. Wasn't she like a Catwoman or something? I don't think she's around anymore, but she died at like 117 or something. No, she was 92 years old. Born in Bedford Stuy in Brooklyn. And died in Manhattan. She went all the way over from Brooklyn to Manhattan. That probably took her about 17 hours to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan. Lena Horne, or Lena Horney, as we like to call her, because what are you doing New Year's Eve? That one's sexy. She's like 30 years old. I'll tell you what she was doing New Year's Eve. She was getting some sugar. She's probably down at the Cotton Club doing some nightclub performing and had all kinds of men. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello to my friend Jason, who called in from California. I haven't talked to him in a while. I got a request for you, Jay. Jason, I got a song for you. It's coming up in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play one more from 1940s, and I got a special song for you coming up. He didn't make a request, but I'm going to play something for him from our time out at UMass. I'm going to play something special for you, Jason. So that'll be coming up in just a minute there. So hello to him, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah. To everyone out there, it is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What are you doing New Year's Eve? If you're not making out with Lena Horne, what are you doing New Year's Eve? You can call up and you could share 855-915-WMFO. If you want to make a request, it is 855-915-9636. That's WMFO here in Medford. I'm going to play one more from Mr. Perry Como from the 1940s Christmas. And then I'm going to play a couple of dedications. in this last hour there. And then in hour two here, we will be doing The Killers here. It's The Killers Christmas from 1 o'clock into 2 p.m. here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Merry Christmas, everybody. Here is Perry Como, Time Travel.
Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. The blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was safe. Song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
We'll meet again, Perry Como. People are probably wondering, is that a Christmas song? Well, yes, it is. Derek Gary would say, no, that's not a Christmas song, but I'm going to tell you why it was. Because the song was one of the most famous songs of the World War II era, because it resonated with soldiers that were going off to fight in the war. So they always played this, and it's played during a lot of liberation concerts, and it was in Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. So anyway, we'll meet again. It was a 1939 song, and it was very popular during the 40s, and especially played around Christmas time because a lot of the soldiers were going off to fight for freedom. Freedom, baby. Back when you could fight for freedom. Now you just watch it on television. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to try to keep it light today, keep it a little airy. My friend Jason called from California. It's 9:47 out there in California. He's just getting up, having coffee in his jammies. And I thought, well, you know, we are the same age, and we went to school together, and we used to love the rock and roll. So I figured I'd play a couple of rock and rollers before we get into the 1 o'clock hour here. So this goes out to Jason. I got a little Bob Seger for you, and I got some Billy Squire with a couple of Christmas songs here. Billy Squire and Bob Seger coming up here. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. It is the Christmas show. Merry Christmas, Jason. And glad to hear from you. Here's Billy Squire.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the tears. Christmas is a time to say I love you. And I feel that it lasts all through the year. I'm the
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
'Cause Santa's got a brand new band!
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. Merry Christmas, everybody. As a matter of fact, why don't we play Merry Christmas, everybody? Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You're listening to The Christmas Show. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Just heard from Limerick, Ireland. This goes out to Martine and Lorraine and John and all the Joyce family listening in Limerick, Ireland. Merry Christmas, everybody. They wanted to hear the Dance Monkey. Here it is, the Dance Monkey.
Leave this one over here for you.